Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The catcher, Don Leppert. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tom Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Duckworth. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jim Duckworth. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Alvis. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Hinton moves to third. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul. Towards first. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alves. The throw from Leppert and he is safe. Alves steals second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Duckworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duckworth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leppert hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Whitfield moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Duckworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duckworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Duckworth strikes out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. Kralik bunts towards first. Brown scoops it up and throws to first, with Cottier covering, for the out. Held moves to second. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leppert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Kindle moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 2 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Locke for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Duckworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. Kralik hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Duckworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duckworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Duckworth strikes out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 3 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 3 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Duckworth fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Duckworth. Houser moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle bunts towards third. Breeding fields it and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to third. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Duckworth. Houser scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Luplow now playing left field. Tito Francona now playing first base. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to second. One out. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Leppert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 3 in the game. Locke strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.